Sometimes Looney doesn't understand what's going on. He hears rumors and doesn't understand what's going on. This occurs to him in matters of sex, for example. Once in a while, he overstays for whatever reason. He stays too long in town, and he doesn't get home until after dark. And there's a woman in town who likes to undress in front of an uncurtained window. And Looney is caught there between the old proverbial rock and the hard place. He's afraid of the dark, but he's also drawn to the woman. And he stands there not knowing, you know, whether to fish or cut bait. And he doesn't understand what the real crux of it is. At other times, he hears rumors about things that are happening in town that he can't quite understand. So he's able to pass along only those little bits and pieces that he does know. One of his best friends is the lumberman, R.P. Dickman, because R.P. gives him scraps of lumber, and Looney is a very good whittler. But R.P. and his wife, his Pentecostal wife, don't get along. And Looney doesn't understand all the involvements there, but he hears whisperings, and this is a kind of whispering poem. What the whispering says is that R.P. Dickman drinks the same tonic that Yuri the barber rubs into other people's heads, that he sleeps with a redwood 4x4 taken from his own lumber yard and always has, and that his daughters are nothing more than slivers, having been born from dreams the board had. What the whispering says is that one of these days, R.P. Dickman is going to take a ripsaw home and divide his wife's small Pentecostal throat, that his gone fishing sign will be dangling from a doorknob when Clifton Berry's flashlight wanders over to ask questions. What the whispering says is that more and more, all the wood that R.P. Dickman owns smells like Lucky Tiger or Bay Rum. And listen, what the whispering says is that before something happens, something should be done.